It was with a heavy heart that I tell you, John Barry passed away this morning. That was the message on Twitter from composer David Arnold yesterday. Arnold belongs to a very small, select group of composers who set the James Bond films to music. Marvin Hamlisch and Bill Conti are part of the club, but the unrivaled genius behind most of 007's iconic melodies is John Barry. Barry died Sunday of a heart attack. John Barry wrote the score for 11 James Bond films, and he worked on Dr. No as well, although he was never credited. Monty Norman brought them an unpolished theme. John Barry picked it up and transformed it into one of the most iconic pieces of film music ever written. In some ways, he was destined to make his living from film music. Barry's mother was a classical pianist. His father owned several movie theaters. Here's the composer speaking to the BBC.
I never sat down at any given moment and said, this is what I want to be. It just kind of grew out of my environment in the cinema and taking music lessons and loving music and attending concerts and whatever. And then I suppose in my early teens, I thought, well, that seems like something I really want to do.
And he wrote as though he was born for it. The hip, sometimes brash, occasionally sexy, often moody sound of 007 was all an outpouring of John Barry's prolific mind. Barry's name will forever be paired with that guy who drinks martinis shaken and not stirred. But his 5 Academy Awards and his Grammy were earned for non-spy flicks. The song he wrote for Born Free gave him his first golden statue and became a chart topper for Roger Williams.
The film and the music are like this. You only have to hear that opening when you think of the story and the film. And I was privileged to have been asked by Richard Attenborough some years ago now to present John with a Lifetime Achievement Award for all his fantastic film music. And I always will remember that moment. He was a wonderful musician and composer.
That's Virginia McKenna, one of the stars of the movie Born Free. Barry loved the kind of films that allowed him to indulge in layers of legato strings. He was perfect to write the kind of score that accompanies the broad landscapes and rolling hills of the film Out of Africa. That score earned him the Oscar in 1986. Barry wrote music that became part of the script, that supported the drama and brought emotional nuance and deep shading to the story, like in that other film featuring vast fields of waving grass, Dances with Wolves. For almost half a century, John Barry wrote percussive brass and sweeping melodies for lush orchestra, the kind of scores that we think of when someone says, film music. You can close your eyes, forget the action, and simply be carried away on the sound. With his passing, a beautiful and utterly unique voice has gone silent. Thank God we still have the soundtracks. Composer John Barry, aged 77, passed away Sunday in New York.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.